This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Jess Hooker, pigs, and the Pope calls. We'll have that for you right after this.
Let's go stomp, 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 stomp.
Whoops.
Trash.
Oof.
The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Could you play that again?
We can play this all day.
Do that again. I want to hear that again.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp?
Whoops.
Crash.
Oof.
The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jess Hooker. She's in the Jess Hooker studio.
Hey, Jess.
Looks like you're going to testify.
Yeah, maybe I have some things going on later.
All right.
You look very professional. I'm going to have a suit on.
Yeah, I don't belong here.
No, not today.
Hey, there you go. That's very good. Right out of that.
Hey, happy International Women's Day, Jess.
Thanks, Josh.
I believe you're one of those.
Yeah, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, Christy, I think you and I are in the same, like, it's just not that big of a deal, right? I mean, I'm excited. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't know. Yeah.
For me, every day is International
Women's. I didn't know it was International Women's Day. I didn't either. Until I walked in here this morning.
I didn't either, and I was a women's studies major in college.
In celebration of International Women's Day today, I will only watch Asian porn.
International Ladies.
That was the intent, I'm sure. You were a women's studies major?
Yeah, I was.
Without saying what it is, was there a nickname for any of the literature courses?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
No. I knew a woman that insisted on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. I got kicked out of my women's studies class for wearing a shirt that said "No Fatties."
Yeah, you can see why that would be problematic in that class.
Mm-hmm. And they made those in your size. How ironic,
isn't it? You know there are fat guys out there that just think fat women are the. I would never.
There's Ace Cosby.
Oh, sorry.
There's Willie Griswold.
What is up?
I'm Chick McGee at the Orange Insole Sports Desk, and here's Tom.
We got letters. We're doing something. I don't know if you're familiar with this, Jess, but we're doing a new feature.
Yeah.
It's called Have You Ever Seen?
Oh, okay.
And it involves events. I'm sure that something in your life has taken place in which you go, wow, you should have seen this.
I have one.
You should tell that lake story.
I know. That's the one that I usually go to.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen... 20 cousins, all under the age of 12, on the beach, and a snake comes up.
Oh.
Right? So all these kids scatter. My dad walks out on the beach and wants to show us there's nothing to be scared of. This is just a snake. Don't worry.
Yes.
He goes out, grabs the snake by the middle.
Oh, no.
Yes. And it just bites him all up his arm, blood pouring down, puts it in the other hand, bites him all up that arm on his chest. There's kids screaming, there's blood everywhere.
Nothing to be scared of here, folks. Nothing wrong with a snake.
He goes up to a tree and grabs it by the tail and proceeds to beat it to the tree until it's just in pieces. Snake skin and head flying everywhere.
Like I said, nothing to worry about.
Yes.
Amazing.
We were traumatized.
Yeah. See, kids?
Yeah.
No, they're more scared of you than you are.
First of all, 20 cousins.
Yeah, there were a lot of cousins. This is like second and third cousins.
Okay.
Too.
That's a big party.
Yeah.
Wow. We had one this morning, guy in a canoe, and poisonous snake dropped into the canoe, and his buddy took out a gun and blasted it and put four holes in the canoe.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
Tom, do you know where to, if you have to pick up a snake, do you know how to do it?
You're right behind the head.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you want to keep your thumb right there on the base of the...
But, yeah.
Aren't you just supposed to stare at the snake and it'll fall asleep? Right.
I can do that. I'm trained.
Okay.
Well, here we go. This is a longtime listener, first-time emailer. You ever had a group of friends riding down the road on their pedal bikes? One of them turns back to talk to the other one and hits a parked car perfectly, flips on and over the car. After breaking the back window.
Oh,
nice.
I've not.
Wow.
That would hurt.
Why don't we ever have you ever seen and it's a nice day?
Well, that's not the point of this whole exercise.
It's not fun at all.
Have
you ever seen four women go out for dinner and have a nice chat and then go home and everybody's
and we
fine.
All paid for our own checks?
You ever seen four puppies try to get into the same small basket? Oh, that's terrific.
Here we go.
You see the viral video out there where there are like 13 golden retriever puppies and there's this black and white cat off in the corner and they let the golden retriever puppies go and they swarm on this cat and he's got nothing. He doesn't know what to do.
Okay. Here we go. This is a good one. This is from Dale. Have you ever been fishing and embedded a barbed hook up through the bottom of your thumb up to the fingernail?
Wait
a minute.
Yeah.
In true Minnesota sportsman fashion, I took pliers, snapped the hook off, pushed it up through the nail, pulled it out the other side.
Oh, God.
No, not much you can do there.
He's a man.
We talk about, have you ever seen golden retriever puppies?
I like videos of unlikely animal friends on the internet.
Oh,
like,
don't you love
like a
that?
Hippo and a duck? How fun
yes.
is that?
This hippo won't go anywhere without his duck friend.
Have you ever seen a guy fly out of a tree like Superman after roping a hog? We were trying to rope the hog and ride it.
Why is he in
and ride it? Why is he in a tree?
My brother and I. Here we go. My brother and I sent our neighbor up the tree to dangle a rope while we chased the pig around.
Oh, through the hole of the rope.
He finally ran through the rope.
Yeah.
That's when our neighbor went flying. He held onto the rope like Superman, never let go. The hog dragged him through piles of pig manure.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in person.
Oh, man.
There's a lot going on in that one.
Yeah.
So
didn't you fall out of a tree, Willie?
No, but I've roped a hog before.
Okay.
roping.
Okay.
You know, pigs have emotions. We could talk about that.
What's that now?
Pigs have emotions. They have something to say to you. Their grunts reveal that.
Really?
Yep. There's a new study, Josh, published in Scientific Reports. Grunts pigs make reveal their emotions. This conclusion came after an international team of researchers analyzed over 7,000 recordings of pig noises.
Wow.
This is a guy I want to sit next to.
That's a great gig.
See what they can make out of this one.
Ooh, pig suey.
Yeah.
Happy pig.
That means don't turn me into bacon.
Study co-leader Ms. Elodie Briefer explained, quote, there are clear differences in pig calls when we look at positive and negative situations. She added, quote, with this study, we prove that an algorithm can be used to decode and understand the emotions of pigs.
Okay.
Which is an important step towards improved animal welfare for livestock.
I believe it. They're bright animals.
They are very bright.
7,000 recordings they had to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of pig.
That's a rough gig, if you ask me. Tim Allen pretty much nailed it years ago. Remember his famous Men Are Pigs? That's what launched the man's career. Speaking of comedy.
Are you talking about the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It was not a pig.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice try.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Our new feature, we'll talk to Ms. Hooker. Our new feature is, Have You Ever Seen?
Right.
And I believe we have several letters at each desk, more or less.
Dear Idiots, that's us. Hi. Have you ever been fishing with two buddies and you see a water snake and one of you shouts, "Hey, look at that snake in the water." And then one of your other buddies pulls out a .357 Magnum and shoots at the snake, scaring us to death because we had no idea he brought a big gun fishing. The snake was fine, but my buddy could not hit the snake, and we still wondered why he brought the gun.
Wow.
Scared these guys.
A surprise gun turn your day around. Yeah.
Especially in the small quarters of a boat. Again, earlier this morning, we had the guy that shot four holes in the bottom of his canoe while trying to get the snake.
Really? Wow.
You really need a shotgun to get a snake. That's the way to go.
Don't shoot a snake.
Right. Just pulverize.
Yeah, it's buckshot, not snake shot.
Just let the guy go. Just get out of his way.
Yeah, really, you'll be fine without the munitions. Have you ever seen a group of teenagers racing their bikes and your little brother keeps losing? He's got big ears, so we convinced him to duct tape his ears to his head so he could go faster. He was completely convinced.
It's aerodynamic.
Yes. Brothers.
Yes.
Like something the Griswold guys would do.
One time I had my buddy Carl threw a nunchuck at my forehead. I still have a little scar right here because of it. But then my older brother goes, "Hey, go on your computer and Google minor head injuries." And when I was getting hit in the forehead, Sam changed my home screen on my internet browser to a site called Meatspin. Do we remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The fellas and the spinning and the going.
Spin me right, there's the
soundtrack. And it's like I opened my computer to Google minor head injuries, and then that popped up. It was a real insult to injury moment.
Good.
What you got?
Got one here. Bachelorette party. Have you ever seen a bachelorette party? Up on the band, the bride decides to do a street dance. The severely inebriated bride jumps down from the flatbed trailer stage, hitting the pavement face first.
Oh, God.
Gosh.
Knocking out her two front teeth the night before the wedding.
Oh. Who does a bachelorette party the night before the wedding?
Yeah, that's
brutal.
You've got to plan time to heal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yikes.
That's bad.
Or something blue as her gums.
Man, oh, man.
Wasn't that the old tradition, though? The bachelor party was the night.
That used to be the old wedding.
That's where the putting him on a bus to Cleveland, that legend was kind of sort of true, I guess, in a couple of instances.
Have you ever seen the one where the guy kneels down on the bottoms of his shoes, say, "Save me"?
Yes, that old gag.
Not particularly funny for the parents.
I think it'd be kind of funny. Have you ever seen
that? Oh, no. Well, actually, that leads to...
Father probably painted it. Yeah. Oh, never mind.
The Pope is in the news again. Yeah. Earlier, he had encouraged a group of nuns to play soccer, and they've got apparently a pretty good team. They're taking on the Vatican. But what have you got over there?
Well, the Pope is now offering men working at the Vatican 3-day paternity leaves. Under the new policy, mothers already were entitled to 6 months maternity leave at full pay, which they can extend by another 6 months at half pay. Wow. Though Pope Francis has urged couples to have more children rather than pets, the Vatican's new policy for paternity leave drew criticism for being too short.
Yeah, 3 days?
Especially considering most Italian fathers can take 10 days paid leave.
10 days? That's it?
For men.
Oh, no. You need like 6 months.
I'll say.
With a baby. Goodness gracious.
Well, the women get that. The guys don't, of course.
Got to do the skin-to-skin time.
Yeah, yeah. Bonding. Got to bond.
Mm-hmm. Jake, did you do that? Is it fun to have your shirt off in a hospital? You always see the guys doing skin-to-skin time after now. And I feel like it'd be fun to have your shirt off.
That's really new now.
It's really new. I don't know.
What is it again?
Skin-to-skin. It was important when it was the mothers, usually, especially if it was like premature. Mm-hmm. But now it's just a way to bond. And so dads are cashing in on it, too. I think it's just something to post on the internet.
I'm guessing your dad never took a shirt off in a hospital.
I've never heard this.
Skin-to-skin.
You never held your baby skin-to-skin?
How gay.
Not in the...
Oh, my God. The guy. Who really thinks that?
You don't want the baby to clamp down on your nip.
Oh, it's okay for him to do it on me.
Well, I got a dry well over here, sister.
In the now famous viral quote on the Bob and Tom platform, as Jess said to Josh a couple weeks ago, would you stop?
Wow. So, no, I'd not heard of the skin-to-skin thing. And you think from all my experience in maternity wards, I would have at least heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, that meant you would have to pay attention.
I acknowledge that.
I guess this is a step forward. It went from 0 to 3 days?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, once again, the Pope offering maternity leave for the boys. Oh, we got a phone call.
Hello, Bob at Top Show.
Bless you, boys. This is Pope.
Hey, you're in the news today, Padre.
Lot. Oh, I'm here about this. Oh, these nuns are playing a soccer, and now everybody's talking about the bigger changes around the hair.
Uh-huh.
Starting to give some maternity leaves. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, well, for the men, but it's this says the average Italian father is given 10 days paid leave. You're given 3.
We got a lot of work to do around here. Okay. Plus, it's kind of nice, you know, kind of reflects, you know, the big guy. He took 3 days off, and then poof, he disappears, you know.
Oh, okay.
So we like to kind of mimic that a little bit. And then the other thing, have you heard about this? Some of these cardinals around here going, well, you know, we're not married. We don't have a baby. We need a fraternity leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they want fraternity leave. Like go, you know, walk around trying to carry hot dogs in their naked butt and doing all these pranks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that kind of fraternity.
Yeah, we're not doing fraternity leave, you idiot.
Panty raids at the convent.
Yeah, they're going, we're gonna pop in and scare some of the nuns. It's going to be great.
I didn't know the cardinal was a Fiji.
Tom, you don't know what it's like over here. It's crazy. Oh, I heard about your Have You Ever Seen game, you know?
Oh, you got one?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a group of cardinals scatter when you come around the corner and you see them on the internet?
I haven't, but I bet it's funny.
I'm telling you, they would have set records in that 40-yard dash thing, you know? It's crazy.
Your Popeness, is it true that, so you've got maternity leave for the women and paternity leave for the, that when people pass away now, you're referring to it as eternity leave?
That's the best. That's eternity leave.
I see.
Oh, it's an eternal vacation, Joshy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so nice.
Is there room enough for me up there?
For you up here.
Oh, your Popeness.
Oh, Josh, I got to tell you, from what I understand, they don't have a porn hub in heaven.
They don't. Well, then I don't want to go.
You don't want to go. Isn't that right?
Now, Pope Francis, I remember you were criticizing couples who were choosing to have pets instead of children.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's about what a selfish move that is, huh?
Now, does your son Francis Jr. agree with that?
Whoa!
Are you not familiar with one of the commandments? Do as I say, not as I do.
Okay,
is that one of them?
Just asking.
I'm pretty sure that's in there, Josh.
If you could have a pet, your Popeness, what would you have?
Oh my gosh! If I could have any pet in the world,
yeah.
Oh man, I'm probably going to whale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Like aquarium.
I love that story in the Bible. The, you know, Jonah, he goes right there in a whale, hangs out for a while, comes out, he's fine.
Yes, he is.
Man, I would be using that all the time. Pope, you got a meeting. Oh, we can't find the Pope. Oh, he's inside the whale again.
That's a good excuse.
Very unusual.
There's no kind of privacy like inside a whale privacy.
I bet.
How about maybe a dog for a pet?
A dog for a pet?
Is there a Vatican dog, an official?
No, we don't have a Vatican dog.
They're not allowed, but there is a cardinal that does have a dog, and it's caused quite a stir,
really?
Actually. Yes.
Oh.
It's not good. You know what I'm saying?
I see. Mm-hmm.
You know how cleanliness is next to godliness?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, dogs don't understand that at all. Taking a dump on the Vatican floor, that's what they're thinking about.
Well, thanks.
It is pretty adorable, though, when they break into the communion of wafers.
And
got their little nose in there chewing them up. It's sweet.
Yeah, they love that body of Christ.
Oh, you ain't a kidding. You ain't a kidding, Josh.
Well, thanks, Your Popeness.
Better than a gravy train. Hey, I'm sorry I missed you guys the last week. It was a busy week.
Where are you?
Oh, the Ash Wednesday and all
that.
Oh, it's such a depressing week.
Yeah. Why is that?
Oh, you are dust. You shall return to dust. It's so depressing, all that talk and everything. Good news, though.
Okay.
Yep, Jesus saw his shadow, so we've got only six more weeks.
I don't know if that's, I see. Six more weeks till Easter.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you okay, Christy?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.